You're listening to Capital Radio. This is Brian Rust welcoming you to another Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz. Happy listening. Yes, this week and next it will be mostly all that jazz. Tonight I'm going to spotlight the great and near-great clarinet players in jazz. When you think of it, through the years of the swing era, there were four great bands led by clarinet soloists: Jimmy Dorsey, Woody Herman, Artie Shaw, and of course the king of swing himself, Benny Goodman. He was born in Chicago in 1909, and in a position as a teenager to hear the great jazzmen in person. Benny Goodman launched his own highly successful band in 1935, using many arrangements by the great Negro pianist and bandleader Fletcher Henderson. Here's one of Henderson's, a number he wrote himself, Down South Camp Meeting, recorded in 1936 by Benny Goodman and his orchestra. Down South Camp Meeting by Benny Goodman and his orchestra, composed and arranged by Fletcher Henderson. A fine example of members of the Negro and white races working together in harmony, literally. The part played by the clarinet in jazz goes back to the days of the marching bands of New Orleans at the turn of the century, when the brasses would carry the melody more or less straight, and the clarinet would weave a counter-melody, as often as not improvised, singing out over the brass and percussion. On this next record, Jelly Roll Morton, New Orleans Creole pianist, and his fellow townsman Albert Nicholas on clarinet and Sidney Bechet on soprano saxophone recall those days with High Society. The famous clarinet solo was always a feature of this number, is played by Nicholas, and following Bechet's soprano actually makes the master sound awkward. We'll be right back. Albert Nicholas on clarinet outswing Sidney Bechet in High Society in 1939. The year before that was made, Sidney Bechet had recorded some titles with the white Chicago and clarinetist Mez Mesro and New Orleanian trumpeter Tommy Ladney. Here the Negro and white clarinetist play some music that for its taste, colour and balance make an absolute classic, really the blues. Sidney Bechet and Mez Mesro playing really the blues on their clarinets, with Bechet also playing soprano saxophone. And we'll have some more clarinet music after the break.
Take a look around, all the fashion seen in town at Peter Brown.
Fashion shirts from Peter Brown, great value, great styles. Peter Brown fashion menswear in Terraline, Oxford Circus and Branches.
Peter Brown.
All the winners are on the capital stand at the Ideal Home Exhibition. We're in Olympia's Empire Hall. Call by for the chance of winning the Sapphire Magic Carpet Holiday to Tunisia, the Olympic Holiday to Greece, the many prizes on cash on delivery. And during the nightly Pernod Discotheque on stage, the gorgeous Pernod Pearl Disco Dancers. Beauty demonstrations by the Universal Beauty Club. Now we're broadcasting live all day, every day too. So much to see with Capital, Ideal Home until the 29th of March.
Welcome back to Mardi Gras. There's another beautiful example of the use of two clarinets in jazz in Clarence Williams' Jazz King's record of Gravier Street Blues made in 1927. With no other frontline instruments, just piano, banjo and tuba to back them up, These two men, whoever they are, we don't know for sure, but I think one of them might be Buster Bailey. They produce a jazz sound that's really unique. Clarence Williams' Jazz Kings anonymously playing Gravier Street Blues. That's so fine, I don't think we miss the brass section, really, do we? So often a clarinet expressing vigorous personality will come to blows musically with the trumpet, and this might be expected particularly when the trumpet or cornet man is of a similar temperament, like Louis Armstrong, for instance. Yet Johnny Dodds on clarinet takes over from Louis for his solo on their 1927 record of Wild Man Blues with perfect understanding.
Thank you.
Louis Armstrong and Johnny Dodds dovetailing perfectly in Wild Man Blues. That was in 1927. 10 years earlier, when the original Dixieland Jazz Band made its first records, the first jazz records of all, in fact, the clarinet was given the lion's share of the breaks, and they were breaks, just short, unaccompanied fillings to the ensemble. There were no solos as we know them. The first original Dixieland clarinetist was Alcide Nunez, who was dismissed by leader Nick LaRocca before the band left Chicago for New York at the end of 1916. Nunez later formed his own five-piece band, the Louisiana Five, in which he tried to play his own and the cornet part, having no cornet at all, like this. Alcide Nunez, late of the original Dixieland Jazz Band, a fluent but rather uninspired clarinetist playing You Can't Get Loving Where There Ain't Any Love. His successor in the Dixieland Band was Larry Shields, who became known as the greatest jazz player of the five. He was also its first soloist. At a time when jazz was thought to be all speed and noise, Larry Shields recorded two solo choruses on the band's 1921 record of St. Louis Blues. The vocal is ghastly. The jazz is superb.
Thank you.
St. Louis Blues by the original Dixieland Jazz Band, featuring Larry Shields. He pointed the way for all jazz clarinetists, famous and obscure alike. One of his fellow New Orleanians, Charlie Scaglione, showed how thoroughly he had learned what great jazz clarinet playing was in his record of Johnny Beiersdorfer's Jazzola Novelty Orchestra playing I Wonder Where My Easy Rider's Riding Now. Johnny Beiersdorfer's Jazzola Novelty Orchestra with the truly great Charlie Scaglione on clarinet, the only session of recording he ever played on, as far as we know, for certain. Anyway, I'll be back with some more after the break.
He's invited everywhere. He really is a big success.
Ozzy, Davies has appeared. I think it's very good if you come home.
He didn't come back last night. I was waiting for him in my room.
They're talking about David Hockney in A Bigger Splash, Certificate X, at the Paris Pullman, Times Baker Street, and Screen on the Green. They say it's like no film you've seen before.
Capital's new springtime schedule presents Nicky Horn and Your Mother Wouldn't Like It, with the best in rock music from 9 to 11 p.m., with Tony Myatt's late night music until 2 a.m., here on Cuddly Capital.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. Once the seed of jazz had been sown in Chicago, it wasn't long before young musicians there developed their own particular style of playing Chicago jazz. Among them was the ill-fated Frank Teshmaker, who, before he was killed in a car smash at the age of 26, is quoted as having wondered if anyone would ever make a living playing jazz. He was considered way out in those days, playing a curiously sour-toned jazz on clarinet and alto sax.
Da 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 da
Baby by Frank Teshmaker as a member of Eddie Condon's quartet. From Missouri came Pee Wee Russell, who also affected a strangely haunted clarinet tone, ethereal, unearthly, but perfect for blues playing, as in this famous record of 1 hour, which starts with the great tenor saxophonist Coleman Hawkins, then Red McKenzie on his comb, and ends with a mellow trombone solo by Glenn Miller, of all people, with Pee Wee Russell in between. Hour by the Mound City Blue Blowers with Pee Wee Russell on clarinet. That was made in 1929. Later on, Pee Wee Russell achieved almost notoriety for the gruff tone and angular phrases he used. Some thought him a clown because of this, but music like that was surely the work of a clown with an aching heart. Clowns there were aplenty on clarinet, of course. Wilton Crawley, Fess Williams, Ted Lewis, and the jazzologist supreme, as he was known, Boyd Center. Yet even he could play subdued, reasonable, near jazz. And in any case, most of his solo records are worth listening to for Eddie Lang's splendid guitar work, like this, Prickly Heat. Thank you. Prickly Heat, clarinet solo by Boyd Center, the jazzologist supreme. Oh, yeah? I don't propose to play an example of Ted Lewis's clarinet work, but one of his finest records links up with one of the clarinetists I mentioned at the beginning, Jimmy Dorsey. He worked with Ted Lewis during 1930 and even came to London with the Lewis Band that summer. Here's how Jimmy Dorsey, aided by Muggsy Spanier on cornet and George Bruni's on trombone, showed what he understood of blues playing, Aunt Hager's blues.
Boys, boys, come here, will you? Look who's coming down the street all dressed up in modernistic style. It ain't nobody but old Aunt Hager. Hello, honey. Come on up here and show the boys what you can do. Hit it, Annie, hit it. Oh, say.
Ted Lewis introducing Aunt Hager with Jimmy Dorsey and friends to play the blues for her. One of the greatest of all white jazz clarinetists lived and worked in London during the 30s with Ambrose's band. That was Danny Polo, who must have played on dozens of commercial dance records. He also made some under his own name, like this cheerful number he composed and called Stratton Street Strut. Thank you. Danny Polo from Indiana playing a musical tribute to a London thoroughfare, Stratton Street Strut. That beautifully played trumpet was by our own Tommy McQuater, by the way. The originator of the slightly husky style of clarinet tone was probably Jimmy Noon from New Orleans. He played in Chicago with King Oliver, Doc Cook, and his own little band in the Apex Club, after which he named this cheerfully elegant number Apex Blues.
Thank you.
Jimmy Noon's famous Apex Blues. We'll be back again some more after the break.
Virgin Concerts present at the Roundhouse on Sunday the 16th of March at 5:30 p.m. the first major London appearance of the Jess Roden Band with special guests Alberto Elos, Trios, Paranoias and Strife. Tickets £1.10 at London Theatre bookings or at the door.
Benson, Johnson...
Lovely colour you get on your new telly, George.
Uh-huh.
Nice size, too. 21.
Huh? Sorry, Alf, what?
I said it's a nice size telly. 21 inches, is it?
24, actually.
Oh. Who'd you get it through, then?
The Anglia.
Oh. Who?
Anglia Building Society.
Oh. I didn't know Anglia did colour televisions. What? I thought they only...
They don't do television sets, Alf. They do money. I save my money at the Anglia in order to afford this television set, which I would like to watch in peace.
Oh, sure.
Anglia Building Society. The friendly one. There's an office near you.
Do you know if Anglia do stereos, too?
Capital's new springtime schedule of all the hits comes with a giggle from Kenny from 6:30 to 9 a.m. and with oodles of charm from Mike Asper from 9 to midday, Monday to Friday on Cuddly Capital.
Here we are back again on Mardi Gras. How about this country? Haven't we produced any great clarinetists? Surely we have. Freddie Gardner, Andy McDevitt, Sid Phillips, Wally Fawkes, and more recently, the man who took Sidney Bechet's lovely number Petite Fleur and made a Top of the Pops hit with it back in 1956, Monty Sunshine. He helped make Chris Barber's band one of the greatest of the trad bands, and when he formed a band of his own, a full-size swing unit playing great jazz, he contributed beautiful things like this. Yes, a Shirley Temple number, would you believe? Good Night, My Love. Monty Sunshine and his band, Good Night, My Love. Very appropriate for a finisher. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show tonight and that we can get together again at the same time next week. Till then, this is Brian Russ saying good night, my love, and everyone, from Mardi Gras, our carnival of the best in vintage popular music and all that jazz.